This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So glad to welcome you into hour number two live on this Saturday night. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough is my name. If you missed hour one with Kevin Roberts and David Sokol, go back and get it. You can watch the video archive at SalemNewsChannel.com. You can also catch the replay live at 11 tonight on BizTV.com or Sunday night, 9 o'clock p.m. on SalemNewsChannel.com as well. And you can also download those apps to your Apple, Roku, whatever other devices you've got. We're more than happy to make those available to you. If you just want the audio version, just go to any of your favorite podcast aggregators, Spotify, Apple, Amazon, we are everywhere, and just go to the Kevin McCullough section and look for Radio Night Live with July 16th posted on it, and you're good to go. So this hour, let's go to the big board real quick, Mr. Ivan. We've got a great lineup. We will have the Yellow Friends back at the end of the hour, music spotlight tonight with the Minions. But we are also going to talk with Kelsey Bowler, Bethany Mandel, and fitness guru Jane Ann Bonaira will all be with us before we're done. Looking forward to some really great conversation on some really important topics. Speaking of which, you know, these days in America, you're watching a lot of really insane things happen. And as crime continues to spin out of control in some places in the U.S., there are other places that are taking more of a stand on it. And I want to get to this story because it's important. In Escambia, Florida, I think that's how you pronounce the county, this last week, there was an attempted home invasion that happened on a single resident that was there. I think we have the video footage actually from his security camera. Watch this.
Bitch, you don't even remember. You don't even know who this is. It came, bitch. Oh, God, I'm missing. I see your ass.
Okay. Yeah. So he tries to make friends, and then they push the owner into the house. And the third guy doesn't know if he should leave or not. He's got a gun in his hand. This is all caught on the home. And all of a sudden, bullets come flying out of the house after them as they run for their car, and they get in, and they drive out. Now, you would think that normal people would say, they got what was coming to them. You would think that normal people would say they shouldn't have been there trying to break their way into the homeowner's house. They shouldn't have been doing what they were doing. But we have this all over the place. This week in New York, there was a woman standing on a street corner with her baby. Somebody pulls by and just shoots her point-blank range right in the chest. Dies on the scene. A toddler and a baby in the stroller that she's standing there with. The boldness with which the evil is starting to exhibit itself is not being hidden at all. So there was suddenly an outcry by some about what should happen to this homeowner because he fired those shots coming out of the house. Now, replay that videotape again, Ivan. I want to go back to the original. This is the scene of the crime. These three punks are trying to invade this home, and they're kind of there. They're kind of making small talk. They're kind of like, "Hey, don't you remember who I am?" And all this stuff. Go ahead, play that video.
Bitch, you don't even remember. You don't even know who this is. It came, bitch. Oh God, I'm missing. I see your ass.
And then once this happens right here, two of them have pushed the homeowner back into his house, and they're trying to push him. Somehow he gets away, gets to the back of the house, grabs another firearm, and begin shooting out from his house past where they're running. Now, this was in some way controversial, but today the authorities in Escambia County decided they would address this once and for all. Take a listen to what the sheriff said. Do we have the sheriff? The sheriff of Escambia County. He held a press conference. We're in green sheriff's outfit.
This is a home invasion. Three men home invaded a house on Pinestead. There was a single person inside that house. Of the three people, one had a handgun, pulled a handgun from his waistband, and the other two were shoving the victim in his house. The victim had a handgun that he was hiding. That handgun slipped out and fell to the ground. One of the three felons picked up that handgun. So now two of the three have handguns on the victim, and they're in his house. The victim runs to a back room where he had a third gun. He picked up that gun, an AK-47 style gun, and he started shooting for his own protection to get them out of his house and to protect himself. So those of you who might ask a question, is the homeowner going to be charged for shooting at these people? Absolutely not. The homeowner is protecting himself, and in Florida, in Escambia County, you can protect yourself.
See, this is the kind of common sense that's going to save America if we can be saved. I don't know the name of that sheriff. I don't know much about Escambia, Florida. But I know that that type of common sense, clear thinking right there is what we need more of in policies from coast to coast. There were actually people that wanted to have that homeowner brought up on charges for firing his weapon at the three home invaders that were armed. What kind of backward world do you live in when you're not worried about charging the home invaders, but you're all concerned, you're all wrapped up in this effort to see this homeowner held accountable for defending himself? This is why, friends, in November this year, you've got to speak really clearly. If you want common sense policies like that, if you want common sense outcomes, you've got to be committed to supporting people that are going to get there and that are going to do it. And that's what we've got to do. So, having said that, that's just a little sample of where we are in America tonight. And I'm going to choose to believe the best long term. I think we can do something positive about this. Now, let me bring you up to speed on one other thing. Christian Solidarity International and Radio Night Life have been working together for a number of years to help liberate slaves that are in northern Sudan. Human slavery is still practiced in northern Sudan. South Sudanese Christians have been enslaved by Islamic captors in the north that were taken mostly during a period of civil war, etc. I just want to say, because of your faithfulness in the last couple of weeks, we have seen a tremendous thing happen. We have a total of 192 slaves that are on the list that we started the year with. But because of where we are at right now, there are 99 on the list. That means we've reached just shy of 100 slaves that have been or will be liberated because of your participation with us in this campaign this year. And what I would really love to see is that we get that number down to below 90 within the next couple of weeks. 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. You can also use the URL that says bringherhome.org to give online, bringherhome.org. For $250, once the slave is freed, $250 will supply every single thing on earth that former slave needs to relocate their life to South Sudan and to start their life over again. It includes help with housing. It includes help with planting seed for grain for them to use in future years for food. It starts out with a year's supply of grain, sorghum grain, that they can use on a daily basis. And my favorite, they get a little she-goat that goes with each one as the liberations happen. And that she-goat provides a degree of micro-enterprise. They can sell the milk and the cheese. They can breed the goat for other baby goats and sell those. It's a way of helping that slave who's never had anything of their own, at least for the last 15 to 30 years that they've been in captivity. It gives them the chance for the first time to not only own their own life, but to make a way for themselves in a way that they've never done before. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. We have 99 to go, and I'm asking, will you help us? Now, you can do $25 a month for 10 months. That takes care of a slave. You can do $50 a month for 5 months. That gets it. One gift of $250 or 2 months at $125. Or maybe you can do what the McCulloughs are doing and go for a slave each month and try to liberate one each month, $250 a month. That would help 12 slaves be freed within the next year. But whatever you can, will you help us? Will you stand with us and give these women a new chance at life? BringHerHome.org, BringHerHome.org, or 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010. The Ladies' Lounge, coming up next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Always glad to have you. And you know that one of the things we do at this microphone is champion the voices of women across a broad range of specialties and expertise. And I think that that's important to do because there are certain female voices that are just eliminated from the discussion. In fact, if they're not woke, and if they don't agree with the woke mainstream, there's a good shot you'll never hear some of the clearest thinkers on planet Earth jump into the big issues of the day. So that's one of the reasons why we have so many of them on this show. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we've got some a bunch of stuff to go through with Kelsey Bowler, who rejoins us. And, Kelsey, it's good to see you. Thank you for being back.
Thanks for having me.
You were telling me about a very special piece you've got coming up. You can't give the details of it or anything because you've been working on it for about 3 months. But I was reminded before you came on that, you know, you've been doing this show since before being a mom, and now you're a mom times two. And when we're talking about issues like we're going to talk about today, Uvalde, crisis pregnancy centers, even a blithering vice president. How has your perspective changed on the stuff that you report about now?
Well, I can very honestly tell you, Kevin, there have been many points in my career since becoming a mom where I questioned whether I should still be doing this, whether I should still be working or devoting 100% of my time and attention to my two adorable children who I love to the depth of this earth. And it's stories like the one I'm working with that I'll, of course, share with your listeners soon that remind me why I still am in this fight and why I need to be in this fight. We have so many amazing voices as conservatives, but, you know, I feel like my kind of home niche in this movement is personal storytelling, and it is so important to bring these different perspectives to light. And as a mom, when you hear these stories and realize that these types of incidents could happen to me, mm-hmm. It is my duty, it is my responsibility to step up and not just protect myself, to ensure that I never face these injustices, but to ensure that my children don't face these types of injustices, or that any American ever faces these types of injustices. So that is why, even though I'd love to be cuddling my cute 8-month-old who already is crawling and not letting me cuddle him as much, that is why I am instead here with you today.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. We don't take that lightly. Speaking of women and pregnancy, Elizabeth Warren has been on the warpath for the last number of days. She continues to do press avail after press avail. I'm seeing clips almost daily of her saying roughly the following almost every single time. The crisis pregnancy centers in my state of Massachusetts outnumber the actual abortion centers nearly 3-1, and they have to be shut down because they're torturing women. Kelsey, I don't know what kind of crisis pregnancy centers they have in Massachusetts, but the ones that I've been around, I've never met one consumer that has come out of them that has said, oh, I was tortured in there. Usually it's exactly the opposite.
Kevin, Elizabeth Warren is right about one thing. Crisis pregnancy centers outnumber abortion facilities 3-1. That is a beautiful thing. They should outnumber abortion facilities by even more than that. But that is representative of what the pro-life movement has built to support women. So often, especially in the wake of Roe v. Wade being overturned, pro-life America is being criticized as not being supportive of women. Well, I challenge anyone who wants to tell us that to walk into one of these crisis pregnancy centers and see the services they are providing for pregnant women and their unborn children and their children once they are born. They are full of beautiful donations from individuals across the country, and they are really providing a gift, an essential service to women facing unexpected pregnancies, and not just that, but women facing pregnancies they don't have the means to support in the short term. They are providing mental health services, they are providing some medical services, and they are providing things like formula and diapers, which, mind you, Kevin, there is still a massive formula shortage in this country right now. Actually, this isn't being talked about, but July this month saw some of the lowest stock of baby formula throughout this entire crisis, and this is hardly being talked about, and it's really representative of how the Biden administration fails to even address the crises it causes. Yeah. You know, add this to inflation. American parents are hurting, and these crisis pregnancy centers are one of the few places they can turn to for support. So it is really...
sounds like a terrible evil that needs to be shut down to me.
Right.
Good grief.
It's demoralizing that anyone with that type of platform that Elizabeth Warren has would go out on the offense and attack them and try to shut them down. What a travesty.
Yeah. Well, it just makes her a bold-faced liar. I mean, there's just... You talk to anybody that's been to one, even if they don't end up using the services, they will nearly always tell you, I mean, 99.997% of the time, they will tell you they treated me kindly, I felt very welcomed. And how many Planned Parenthood clinics will be providing emotional support and counseling care and budgetary advice and everything else a year after an abortion? I'm just curious if there's any statistics on that.
No, of course, those are things they don't want to talk about. Planned Parenthood writes you a prescription without even having that conversation on the front end. You don't even need to go into the facilities anymore. You basically just, have one of these remote appointments and you get what they need and line Planned Parenthood's pockets. And this isn't just regarding abortion. This is regarding medical transitioning young children, which is happening without parents' knowledge or consent in many cases across the country. So this very much is a profit model, and I want to note that abortion facilities don't have a great track record of notifying proper authorities when they suspect cases of rape or abuse, when they see women facing unplanned pregnancies. So, look, this shouldn't be a political issue, but Planned Parenthood has faced questions for a long time that they refused to answer, and it's about time that someone like Elizabeth Warren asked them to step up and answer for that.
Yeah. All right, real quickly before we go, my wife sent me a link to a bunch of Kamala Harris quotes that had been enshrined in what looked like refrigerator magnets. Please tell me these are a thing that are coming to market.
Oh my gosh, amazing, right? So this is published over at The Federalist. Kamala Harris has so many amazing, inspirational quotes for us young, motivated women to live by. The Federalist, turn them into downloadable images that you can print out, hang up on your refrigerator, so you can just be inspired by her wise words and really be unburdened by the inspirational words of Kamala Harris everywhere I go. I did note to The Federalist, they really have an obligation to turn these into magnets so that we can stick them to our refrigerator.
Oh, we need them. Yes.
My car, just to provide that sort of entertainment for anyone stopped behind me on the road.
I could see them being a form of memo post-its, too, that you could just stick to mirrors, you know.
Looks like the Joe Biden, I did this, that's at all the gas stations. We need the inspirational words of Kamala Harris on all of our cars.
Yes, we do. All
right. Keep us fueled, because we know there's not enough gas out there to be doing that.
Kelsey, always good to talk to you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin.
You go, Mama. All right, Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns. President Biden insisting that he stood firm with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman when he brought up the subject of Jamal Khashoggi's murder. U.S. intelligence says the prince had a role in it. Biden was blasted for fist-bumping the prince by some lawmakers, the publisher of the Washington Post, Khashoggi's employer, and Khashoggi's fiance, who says the president has blood from the prince's next victim on his hands.
I'm sorry she feels that way.
Biden also says he made it clear to the prince that he held him responsible for the journalist's murder. Saudi Foreign Affairs Minister Adel Al-Jubeir backed up the prince to CBS News.
The charges that the Crown Prince knew about it, or much less ordered it, are ridiculous.
The Crown Prince has long denied involvement in Khashoggi's killing, repeating as much to Biden during their meeting on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, don't tell anybody, but look what I got. Look what I got. It's in my hands. Mark Twain, Writing the American Story. It's the newest Heroes of Liberty book, and my Jonathan, my nine-year-old, who wants to be an author, movie producer, the executive of the Lego company at some point in his life. He's got, you know, he's a very unambitious kid. He grabbed it yesterday, and big congrats to all the people at Heroes of Liberty, the executive editor of which now joins us, Bethany Mandel. She joins us almost every week. Bethany, welcome. It's good to have you back. I started a really fun project with the kids yesterday, and you're going to love it. There at least twice a week, and from now until the end of summer, if there is the least bit of complaining, whining, you know, and kids don't ever do any of that. No. We have what's called instantaneous book report time. So what their options are to go to the Heroes of Liberty stack, pick a title that they have not yet read, and write a report about it. And they have to do it within about an hour and a half to 2 hours. So it's kind of a, you know, but last night we talked about the reports over dinner at the restaurant. We went out and got some hamburgers and stuff. We were sitting there waiting for the food, and I had two of the three that had finished their book and wanted to give their, so my 7-year-old detailed the life of Amy Coney Barrett, and my 12-year-old detailed the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan. And my 9-year-old that I was just bragging about, who's already seen the musical Hamilton, at least the majority of it, several times, picked Alexander Hamilton. And I think he was probably just doing like a montage of things that he kind of sort of already knew. So he's going to have a redo sometime today with some other story. But it's the coolest way for them to absorb these things. And by the time the summer's over, they'll have read all of them and maybe a couple of times each. So. Thank you for helping program my summer for me. That was wonderful.
Love it. And folks can use your discount code to do the same with their children.
Yeah, and if you go to heroesofliberty.com and you put the KMC code in for the promo code, you're going to get a discount. What we do in our house is we get the $19.99 subscription monthly, and it just comes to us, whatever the new title is. Last month was Douglas MacArthur, the general. This month is Mark Twain, and, of course, you know, all the great stories he wrote. That's going to be a winner right away. But let me move on to, by the way, heroesofliberty.com, promo code KMC. Let me get to a story that you linked to yesterday, because I didn't know anything about it. And it involves a black immigrant woman who's running for a local school board race and what's being done to her. Give us the story.
Yeah, so her name is Esther Wells. She's running for school board here in Montgomery County. She has a kid on the autism spectrum. And, she, you know, she watched everything that Montgomery County schools did to her kids over the last 2 years. And they're still doing to kids here. They haven't been able to find enough specialized teachers. So they just decided to put the most severely disabled on Zoom. It's not a thing. You can't put, you know, a child who has the understanding of a 1-year-old on Zoom. So she's running, and they're starting to make all of these union flackies, progressives, really worried. And so there's been a campaign against her that's happened online, driven by these white, progressive, privileged jerks. And they are accusing her of being homophobic because she's a member of her church. They're accusing her of being racist because she won't just unilaterally condemn anyone who's concerned about CRT. Meanwhile, she's a black immigrant woman, first generation in her family, to have a college degree. And they have just circled the wagons and decided that she is public enemy number one. And all of these white progressives, some of whom, like, I know personally, I'm not going to, like, name names, but I know, like, one of them went to a boarding school in Alabama that was segregated, and he's my age. So the chutzpah of him to go after this woman, it really, really paints a picture of the hypocrisy of the left and their willingness to do just about anything to keep the unions in power.
Bethany, it would be hard to believe that story if I didn't know it to be true all over the New York City tri-state area. So what's your response to this, and what's being done about it by people like Esther Wells? Is she braving the fight? Is she persevering through? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, so I have been co-hosting local morning radio here in D.C., you know, on a rolling basis here and there. And we had her on today, and she called herself a mama bear. She said, "You cannot silence me. I will not be silenced. I'm not going anywhere, so y'all are just going to have to deal with it." And she went to the school board meeting yesterday with a sign that said, "What's the plan?" Because record numbers of teachers here and across the country, but here also, have resigned. And they have no plan as to how they're going to fill these slots. And the plan over the summer, when they didn't have enough special ed teachers, was to just throw the most severely disabled kids on Zoom. And so Esther is asking the very valid question, what's your plan?
What's the plan?
They don't have an answer. They don't have an answer.
They seldom do. Bethany, always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
575 or Landmark Cap.
Everybody loves my feet, feel my feet, and love by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know that I love to be very proactive about inserting female voices into the mix in talk radio. Talk radio is dominated by the male perspective from management, ownership, everything else. And I feel like we're constantly missing out on about half the conversation. So about 9 years ago, I started a thing called the Ladies Lounge. And as part of those conversations leading into the Daily Show, we've developed relationships with dozens to hundreds of very smart women across all kinds of expertise. And it's one of
of the reasons why I still love having these conversations. And this last year, I was really honored that a friend of mine, who is a very talented yoga and fitness instructor across many disciplines, boxing, Pilates, a number of other things, but I take yoga classes from her. She said, yeah, I'll come on and talk about fitness. And we've had some incredible discussions, many times not about the physicality of fitness, but more about the mental aspects of it. But today we are going to talk about something physical, because it was in a yoga class this week that she broke down, actually it was a HIIT class that she was teaching, that she broke down some different types of breathing for different portions of the class. And it made me think, wow, there is something here that I had not paid attention to before, what's called the anatomy of breathing. Jean Ann Benaira, Keeping It Real is the name of her podcast. You can check it out in the Kevin McCullough universe. There's a new episode regularly. But Jean Ann, good to have you back. And I asked you about it right after class. I said, you know, I haven't thought about breathing rapidly or breathing more slowly or holding my breath in at the top of the breath and so forth. And you said, oh, yeah, Kev, there's a whole anatomy of breath. And that was the phrase that you used. And I thought, well, we got to talk about this. So what is the anatomy of breath?
Well, without getting too scientific about it, pretty simplistic way of thinking about the anatomy of breathing is there's literally anatomy of breathing. Is we have thoracic breathing, which is up in our rib cage, and then we have abdominal breathing. They're literally separated and attached by our diaphragm. And the diaphragm is the muscle that helps us breathe, right? So it's really interesting to me to think about breathing in this way, and especially when we're doing physical things, there's a way to manipulate the breath around if you understand what the anatomy is. So the thoracic breathing is, think of an accordion. It squishes in and squishes out. Mm-hmm. It moves up, down, back, front, side to side. The anatomy of the belly breath, the abdominal breathing, is think of it like a water balloon. So the water balloon, if you think about a water balloon, if you pinch one side, it just fills up on another side, right?
Right, right.
It doesn't, you don't lose water in it. It's the same amount of water, it just shifts shapes. Same thing with our belly. So our abdominal breathing, we never actually lose any air in there. We just move it around. And that manipulates here, where we do shift shapes. And I love playing with that idea, and it makes yoga more accessible when you're in those harder poses, if you understand it, because if you're balancing on one leg and twisting, you're going to have your pelvic stability and width and mobility is going to dictate that abdominal breath, but then you're in a twist, so now you're twisting that water balloon, which is then pushing into your rib cage, and it's this balance of trying to, you never really change your cadence or your shape is what you're trying not to do of breathing. You're trying to fill it where it needs to go. So if your abdominals are constricting a breath on one end and pushing into your rib cage, you try to expand the rib cage and open up even more to allow breath in. And I'm sure sometimes you've heard me cue, like, breathe to your back. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds weird, but when you're in a big shape like that, it makes sense to breathe back here, because you can push the breath back there, because here is constricted, here is constricted, this is twisted. So I'm going to open here in order to push air here. That's part of it. The other part of it goes into the nervous system. So, you know, fight or flight kicks in when fear kicks in, or when you're balancing, sometimes triggers fight or flight. Of course, headstands, handstands, anything upside down, it makes you think, like, you hold your breath, right? It's your automatic system to hold your breath because you get into that fight or flight. So deep breathing, like maybe when you heard as a kid, like, take 10 deep breaths and it slows things down. It's not a wives' tale. It's true. Deep breathing will calm the nervous system down in order for you to continue taking long, deep breaths and filling those capacities.
And so I noticed that in class, there's often times where when the stress is most, you know, being applied at the height of the class, the most intense part of the class, et cetera, that it's often when you and the other instructors will say, you know, don't forget to breathe. And it's similar to, well, at least it's been said that it is similar to when we are going through stressful situations, not forgetting to breathe. For instance, when you receive bad news or someone's just insulted you and you want to respond, that it, the controlling of the breath, you may not be able to control how fast the heartbeat races or how pain the rest of the muscles feel, etc. But controlling the breathing is something that you not only can do, but it helps you focus. It helps give you a focus in a moment where fight or flight might be taking over because everything else, the alarm bells are going off everywhere else.
Yes, absolutely. It's actually, I think I broached on this quickly in class. I said something about this because it's always intrigued me as well that breathing is the only thing that we can do physically with and without control. Right? Most of the time we're not really controlling our breath. It's doing its own thing. You think about it, like you can't control your heart rate, like you said. You can't control the way your muscles feel, like you said. You can't, but you can control your breath, which is pretty, and a pretty amazing, powerful tool when you think about it that way. That no matter what happens, like you said, no matter what happens, I can take a big inhale and a big exhale and kind of slow time down a little bit. I'm going to give one other example of a breath technique. The reason we hold the breath is it calms the nervous system down. And my biggest takeaway with that is if you're ever in a panic, like, you know, that panic group, and it's uncontrollable. If you think about it, those are all inhales. They're inhale, 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 inhale. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you take as much breath in as you can and you hold your breath for as long as possible. And typically you only have to do that once and your breath will go right back into a normal cadence.
Wow.
And that's what I've done with my children, and it works.
Well, this has been very informative, as it always is. Jane Ann Benaira, thank you for your help tonight talking about the anatomy of breathing. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Love being here.
Follow her on Instagram at YoginiJA. Shows me that's how it's spelled, YoginiJA, on Instagram. And we're coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the little yellow guys are back, this time with Pharrell Williams.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.